This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former vice president and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Many states are starting to reopen despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus, but in Ohio, Governor DeWine is extending a stay-at-home order that was otherwise going to expire today. He says there will still be exceptions made when retail businesses do start opening again.
Look, I fully understand everyone's anxious to get moving again, but this is a balance. We are trying to open up as fast as we can, but at the same time, protect the public.
Restrictions are being lifted for many residents in Georgia today, as Governor Brian Kemp has allowed the shelter-in-place order to expire. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom is temporarily closing beaches after residents congregated there last weekend. Speaking virtually from Sacramento last evening, Newsom said that some of the images that he saw from the beaches last weekend were absolutely disturbing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Federal officials saying COVID-19 is not man-made, nor is it genetically modified. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence releasing a statement late yesterday saying that the nation's top intelligence officials agree that COVID-19 is simply natural. However, they continue to try to determine if it began because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. Live sports could be making a comeback here in the United States. NASCAR says it's resuming racing on May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. NASCAR and UFC are the first to announce their return plans after all sports were essentially shut down because of the pandemic. Now, no fans will be allowed to these events. The stock car racing season will feature 7 races among 3 series through the end of May. The Lakers superstar LeBron James is saying, not so fast, to rumors of the NBA canceling the rest of its season, an impassioned LeBron James taking to Twitter yesterday saying nobody should be canceling anything. He says reports of execs and agents not wanting to finish the season are not true, and he adds that he doesn't know anyone who's been saying that. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, and joining us. We the People is what's all about, fighting the good fight, you know, for our liberties, especially in light of what we have had to endure these last 4 to 6 weeks being quarantined. We got all these healthy people across this country being quarantined. Go figure, only in America, but it's an upside down world, as you know. And if anybody knows better than how the world's been turned upside down, it's our next guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, the best-selling author, 25 books since 2004, 6 on New York Times bestseller list, 2 number 1 New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Dr. Corsi, always an honor to have you with us. How are you?
Great, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, it's relentless, isn't it, Jerome? I mean, you're under attack. I mean, one of the things I want to talk about briefly before we talk about the telemed program that you have been promoting now on CorsiNation.com was to see now, you know, a year or so after all that you had to endure with the Mueller investigation, what seems to be coming out more and more in terms of how much they lied. And no sooner did we talk about that, you say, wait a minute, you're back in the crosshairs again. What's going on?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, the TeleMD program, and we'll discuss it, allows you to call a physician who's licensed in your state, telephone, and if you have a need, he can prescribe this hydroxychloroquine, which is, you know, we'll explain all that, but that's the regimen, the protocol that has been suggested by, like, Dr. Zelenko, who is advising our program, and Dr. Cole and several other doctors. I've got on my TeleMD page on my CorsiNation website, there's a lot of doctors' information, a lot of videos with doctors explaining. I'm not an MD, and I'm not about to prescribe medicine. We're offering a TeleMD service.
Right.
And if the doctors prescribe a hydroxychloroquine for you, a pharmacy that it legally can fill this drug for COVID-19 will fill the prescription, call you up, if you have any insurance, et cetera, to get the insurance, and they send it to you by express mail. So it's a way, if you live in a state that the state governor or the pharmacy board, you can't get hydroxychloroquine. And this is a way, I think, that you can get access to a drug that there's strong indications it might be helpful to prevent or even heal early stages of this COVID.
Exactly.
Now, I occasioned it on myself because I was writing an email to Dr. Zelenko, and then I seeded it with the email program. It turned up Zelensky, who's the prosecutor.
Uh-huh.
So the email went to Zelensky, and that notified him we were doing this program. Now, the prosecutors who were after me to put me in prison, and I refused to lie for them to stay out of prison. They never indicted me in the Mueller probe. So two of those prosecutors, the three, left. Jeannie Reed left and Goldstein left and went into private practice. But Aaron Zelinsky stayed. Now, he got reassigned to Maryland to work under as a prosecutor under one of the U.S. attorneys. He's also the prosecutor who prosecuted the Roger Stone case.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the Mueller prosecutors are still there.
Right.
Also in Flynn's case, Ben Grack is a Mueller prosecutor, and Barr does not seem to be able to restrain these guys or have any problem with their political agendas. Now, as soon as Zelinsky got my email, he began investigating my TeleMD program because he is on the Department of Justice's COVID-19 fraud division.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've created a fraud division, and some things are fraud. You know, a doctor out in California who was charging $4,000 for hydroxychloroquine and said it cured people, that's fraud. I'm not saying this cures anybody. God cures.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a... We haven't had time to do the randomized tests. There's 60 of them on clinicaltrials.com to test hydroxychloroquine and COVID. We'll know, but it may take a year. It may take two years.
But we know the French doctor who brought this to light initially, he started out with 16 patients, had 100% results positive. He since now has over 1,000 reports and documentations of its positive results. But the problem that you have right now is hydroxychloroquine has become politicized because Donald Trump said, hey, look, I think we need to look into this. And the antithetical forces have come against it. I mean, to the point, Jerome, I don't know if you saw the doctors, there's two doctors out in Bakersfield, California, who did a presentation about the numbers and the coronavirus epidemic and all this stuff that was going on. And they were really reasonable in their approach and pretty much saying that, look, it's time to turn the lights on, that we're way past it. We're past the damage that the coronavirus has done. It's gone through its season, and it's time to open the doors. Well, YouTube decided that it violated community standards, and they pulled the video. Even Elon Musk, he saw it and said, boy, this is really good stuff. This makes sense. Now, Donald Trump would have seen it, probably said the same thing, and that would have been another reason for them to cancel this, because anything, according to YouTube standards, believe it or not, that goes against the WHO is verboten. Did you know that?
Oh, I mean, the YouTube standards, the social media is so biased politically, run by the Silicon Valley leftists, that I think in the Donald Trump's second term, which I'm increasingly confident he will have, that, and we've got to continue to fight for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to get First Amendment reintroduced to the social media.
Exactly.
These guys have got to be, or we've got to shut them down with FTC rules about running monopolies and blocking out other views and other things of that nature. This is pathetic and ridiculous and fits the left's agenda. They don't want First Amendment. They don't want Second Amendment. But a couple things, though. So one, now we know, again, that Barr is not really in control of the Justice Department, and they've got these Mueller prosecutors. I think the Flynn case is particularly egregious because Sidney Powell's attorney has demonstrated abundant prosecutorial misconduct, and they tried to suborn perjury. They succeeded in his case because he pled guilty to a crime he didn't commit in order to keep his son from being prosecuted. They told me I'd be put in prison for the rest of my life. They charged me with conspiracy in the court like they did Roger Stone in Washington that hates me, the jury that hates me, and I'd be convicted or I could plead to this one plea. I said, I just can't stand in front of a federal judge and plead to something I didn't do.
So
they were trying to get me to lie, and they never indicted me, so they knew they had no proof. Okay, now they're back investigating me again. Well, I think Zelensky's now beginning to be my Freddy Krueger. I can't get rid of the guy.
Exactly. I mean, I laugh only because of the reference, but this is serious. I mean, what a bit of a nightmare for you. And what are you guilty of? You're guilty of protecting constitutional rights and informing people of their rights. And, you're a patriot. And for being a patriot, all the anti-patriots right now who have more force and power, you know, and they're doing everything they can to exercise it, they are relentless.
Well, if you have any doubt that the left is totalitarian and wants to imprison me because they don't like my ideas, they don't like my being effective in communicating these ideas, so they're desperate, evidently, they've just put me in prison. My wife says, can't you do something else than this so the federal government's not, so Zelensky's not investigating us again? We have to spend thousands of dollars we don't have again.
Right. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Jerome Corsi continues with us, the best-selling author. 25 books since 2004, 6 on New York Times bestseller list, 2 number 1 New York Times bestseller list. He is the founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Jerome, you have been harassed at every turn, and I can appreciate what Monica is saying. It's like, can we do something else? Maybe you could go be a greeter at Walmart or something.
Could you drive an Uber car or something?
Yes, something. I mean, it's sometimes you have to laugh and have a little bit of levity in this situation, but it is serious, especially what they've done, you know, to others, what they almost did to you, what they've done to Roger Stone. It goes on and on, and as you say, General Flynn, and I'm sure General Flynn is thanking his lucky stars for one Sidney Powell.
Yeah, so where's Barr? I mean, he says, well, McCabe, well, that's okay. McCabe didn't mean it. We won't prosecute. He's not prosecuting any. I don't see a single indictment.
Right.
Not one. I can give you a list of all the people
right.
Barr has excused.
Is he waiting on the Horowitz, Dunham?
Fact,
I mean, Horowitz is already, given his deal. It's all redacted, and we knew he was going to be faithful to the mission.
Grinnell forced Barr to release footnotes last week. He's the acting head of the National Intelligence, Grinnell.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the footnotes that Barr was hiding proved that before Operation Crossfire Hurricane was opened up, they knew, the Department of Justice, CIA, they all knew that Steele was feeding Russian disinformation, which means Russia was trying to defeat Donald Trump, not work with him to elect
exactly.
him. And they knew the whole premise was wrong, and it didn't mm-hmm. matter because they were political. It's weaponized. And this hydroxychloroquine has been around for 70 years now. Mm-hmm. The FDA is flashing red lights. And the reason I created this program was I'm dealing with people in states where doctors want to write the prescription,
mm-hmm.
and the pharmacies won't fulfill it because they'll lose their license. The pharmacy board says, don't fulfill a prescription for COVID of hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA comes out with these warnings, flashing red light. If you take hydroxychloroquine for COVID, you'll get this QT problem. You'll have a heart attack. Wait a minute. They didn't give that same warning for malaria
or
lupus,
rheumatoid,
which takes chronic use of this drug.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, a responsible PhD, a responsible doctor, MD,
right.
in my program is going to be asking you about pre-existing conditions to see if there's any contraindication that you shouldn't have hydroxychloroquine. But even when the doctors prescribe it for lupus and for rheumatoid arthritis, the doctors are telling us that they don't demand an EKG because this problem is so rare.
Mm-hmm.
And it only affects people who have arrhythmia or a particular kind of heart problem, not even a heart blockage, artery blockage, or a stent. Hydroxychloroquine is not of concern in that case. But the point is, you know, this is a medicine that's been around, but Fauci did, I created my program so cheap, $200, $60 for the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
The pharmacy calls you. If the doctor writes the prescription, whatever you need, hydroxychloroquine, erythromycin, zinc, or whatever else doctor decides you need.
So any state of the union can call,
state of the union can call.
Okay.
And a pharmacy is in a state where it's legal to fulfill a prescription of hydroxychloroquine for COVID, for prevention as well as for treatment. You're a worker, you're into a police or fire or hospital worker, in our program, the physician can prescribe that. That's, again, accepted in the medical profession. That's what the doctors are telling me.
Mm-hmm.
The prescription gets next day sent to you by express.
Wow.
So you've got your med. Now you pay for the $60 for the phone call. You pay for whatever the meds cost. You pay for whatever the delivery costs, but I'm pricing it so that it really should be under $200, and that should be
within
anybody's budget.
Everything, the doctor's appointment, the medicine, everything.
And the delivery, everything together.
Right.
And all this is discussed with you. You see the pricing.
and there's no gouging on the meds. Mm-hmm. Meds are available. They're generic. But see, that's the problem, too. Fauci did the same thing in the late 80s and early 90s when he was in the same position at the NIH, and he blocked community doctors who said, we've got already on the shelf medications that we think will work to solve this AIDS problem coming from the HIV-1 virus.
Right.
And Fauci blocked them. There's a book called Bruce Nussbaum, who was a reporter for Business Week at the time and Newsweek, wrote a book called Good Intentions. And Fauci's the villain. Nussbaum says Fauci was angling for what ended up being Burroughs created this AZT, and they made billions of dollars. And Fauci made sure everything else was trashed. And Nussbaum says that Fauci caused literally thousands of AIDS victims to die with no treatment, because there was no treatment that was, you know, until they ran the tests and developed the vaccine or the AZT and, you know, the antivirals. And by the way, Fauci has his name as inventor on the glycoprotein from HIV-1. That is somehow or other mapped into a SARS virus, a respiratory virus, to create COVID-19. I'm publishing this afternoon an article where you can see Fauci's patents and medical journals where they show you that that's the protein, that exact protein was mapped into COVID-19 to make it attack your immune system while it's trying to get into your lungs.
Jerome, isn't this a typical story we find to be the case time and again, whether it is cancer, AIDS, this sort of thing? It's like things are stalled purposely until the right people get their share of the money and their interest out of it, like, you know, this Fauci scenario that you've presented to our audience right now. I mean, this seems to be standard fare.
Yeah, well, how about Biden getting Ukraine to get millions of dollars of oil for natural gas, and then he puts his son on the board of Burisma, and the U.S. aid disappears, and it gets stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great scheme. Let's give foreign aid. Let's put a member of your family in a foreign country, and let's steal the foreign aid that I got pushed through Congress. That's a good one.
Exactly. Back again on Fauci, we found out that I guess he, like Hillary Clinton, did not get the memo or decided to reject the memo that was put out by President Obama regarding this research, these labs in Wuhan. He said, no, we don't want it. This was back, I believe, in 2014, and told the NIH, no, we're not going to do anything. But Dr. Fauci went around him and contributed, $3.7 million for the research there at Wuhan against what the President of the United States had forbidden to be done.
Yeah, and also, I mean, look, Fauci was in the NIH and the CDC at the time. We had the H1N1. Okay, and that came along during Obama. I believe it was, you know, Obama's first year in office.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's Obama in office, so he didn't walk into Obama's office. Unless you shut down the country, 2 million people are going to die.
Right.
That's what he did to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trump's not a doctor. And the model that Fauci used was corrupt.
Yes.
Because 2 million people didn't die in the United States. I mean, this is the death so far look like a normal influenza season. It looks like it's peaked.
Yes.
Now that's the reality. And Fauci 3 weeks ago was saying 200,000 to 100,000 to 200,000 people were going to die. The next 2 weeks were just going to be a horror show. That didn't happen. Everything Fauci said has been wrong, but it's also been politically motivated. And the point is, we're now living in a country where, you know, the big money, the big lobbyists, the big bureaucracy, and the deep state control, and people die because of a $20 medicine that has been a million prescriptions or more. I mean, a huge number. This has been widely prescribed, hydroxychloroquine, all over the world. It's deeply understood. It's not considered dangerous, but it's being demonized and criminalized. And I'm the case where I'm now realizing this because I dared to say, I'm just going to create a program that follows the law and give people access to doctors
who can prescribe it for them. Well, Dr. Jerome Corsi has been our guest. Get all the information at CorsiNation.com. Jerome, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, veteran's tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
It's our commitment to you, ladies and gentlemen, but look it, we can't do this ourselves. It starts with self-responsibility. That's, the opening line to our Constitution, we the people, which means that we the people are acknowledging that the government that we have is the very government that we've allowed to be upon us. And, how do you like them now? In some states, the draconian measures have been immeasurable and frustrating. We just saw a report that some 30 states now are joining in and loosening up the chain, so to speak. We're letting our people go and starting to loosen up the restrictions and the guidelines. So that is good news as we have made a turn on this COVID-19 attack upon our country. Good to have you with us. Joan Hunter is going to be joining us, author of Miracles Happen. Says miracles are all around us. I don't know if you've had many conversations with, of course, I'm very privileged and honored to talk to people all across the country, around the world for that matter, who tell me that miracles have been happening during this COVID-19. Some we read about where we see people on the edge of death and suddenly they recover. Nothing short of a miracle, doctors will admit that, all they did was, the best they could, and they left it in the hands of God, and God said, nope, this one's not ready yet, and they're back with their family. Most amazing, the stories that you are hearing. So the coronavirus has affected people's ability, you know, to believe in God, I believe, for healing. It is starting to move in that direction, Joan Hunter. What do you say?
Well, I am so excited because people are now, like, giving up on some of the medical things and reaching out to God for their healings. My new book, Miracles Happen, talks about miracles in the Old Testament, New Testament, and now. And I see miracles wherever I go because that's what his word says, that we as believers are going to lay hands on the sick, see him recover, and that's a miracle. I personally have been healed of breast cancer in the year 2000, even 2 years to live, over 20 years ago, glory to God.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I see miracles literally wherever I go, and we can see miracles. We can doubt. We have the option of doubting, or we have an option of really believing God for the supernatural. And I choose to believe, him. And I'm seeing so many incredible things happening. And I love, I was listening, before I came on to the advertisement about the immune system. And this is so important because our immune system can make or break our health. And what happens is stress and trauma happen. Fear comes in. Those are magnets to sickness.
Exactly.
And we're seeing a lot of people get sick just because of the fear, the trauma, the stress over finances / the lack of finances. And, oh, my God, what are we going to do? What if my company doesn't open? Is my church going to make it? And that fear is literally breeding of sickness and destroying our immune system.
Exactly.
Medically, yeah, medically it says that when you have trauma and stress, stress produces stress hormone. Stress hormone's job is to destroy the immune system. And it's, and 85% of the people in America have a compromised immune system because of stress and trauma.
Exactly.
And so it's very, very important that we get rid of the stress and the trauma in our lives. And then, I mean, I am, I'm like, next month I'll be 67 years old and I don't get sick.
Yes.
And I travel all over. I'm on airplanes all the time. I pray for sick people all the time and literally all the time, including now. And they're getting healed and I'm staying healed.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, I think that the thing that people need to understand is stress begets stress. You know, it's like an operating system. Yeah, it's an operating system. You know, we know about computers, okay? And there are certain operating systems that are designed to be compatible with certain applications, right? So once you release an operating system like stress within your body, now it attracts and it's able to operate those applications that are coincidental with stress. And what that does is it destroys our shields, our protection, our God-given protections, and we end up yielding to that. I find it quite curious that the Bible tells us 365 times, you know, one time
for
each. Don't you love that? I love that.
I love it.
For every day of the year. So why would God, in his omnipotent wisdom, tell us 365 times not to worry, not to fear?
Because he knows we have that inclination to worry.
Yeah. Because what happens is apart from him and apart from his peace, that's what you get, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, sickness. And the thing is that I went through a really hard time in my life in basically culminating in 2000. And pastoring, co-pastoring a church, traveling the world with my parents, Charles and Frances Hunter, doing all kinds of stuff like that. My now ex-husband was living a double life as a homosexual. Dealing with all that stress, trauma, worry, betrayal, abandonment. How am I going to survive financially without him? How am I going to survive emotionally without him?
Yes.
And getting to that point of really knowing, you know, that, and God released me to get the divorce after standing and praying for over 12 years. And then I got divorced, and then 2 days after the divorce, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Well, I said, God, I can live without a breast, but I can't live with a broken heart, / broken heart syndrome,
which
I was diagnosed with.
Mm.
And God, and I went after God to heal my heart, and in healing my heart, and just getting rid of unforgiveness, worry, trauma, betrayal, you name it.
Mm.
And I thought, I need to go back to the oncologist to see what she has to say, you know?
Right. Uh-huh.
And in the process of going back, they spent 2 hours and couldn't find it. The cancer was gone.
Now, what are you thinking, Joan, as you're processing? You're sitting there with the doctor. They're taking tests. They're going out. You're not hearing back from them. And 2 hours, I mean, this is a lengthy process. What are you thinking? I'm sure you're praying every second as you're going through this process. But
I'm going to back up just a tad. March 23rd, I'm actually the 26th. I was laying on the table. Get the diagnosis. I can see the sonogram. My left side breast all the way down almost to my waist is covered.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And so I'm laying there with my hands, like, on my stomach area, chest area, and I'm like, put some flowers in my hand and bury me.
Mm.
When you get diagnosed with cancer, it's like a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laying there. I'm like, okay, my girls have just been through trauma. I never even told them until after I was healed that I had that. And because they had been through so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there and I'm going, okay, God, I've got to plan the funeral. I've got to take care of everything so they don't have to do that.
Right.
And as I'm laying there and I'm going, hello, what am I thinking? I physically slapped myself in the face.
Mm-hmm.
She had left the room. I slapped my face and it's like for a wake up call. No, I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Today I choose life.
Right.
And so from there, I went on a time of really going after God. And nowadays, you know, they can remove your breast. They can give you chemo. They can give you radiation, you know. And I'm like, but they have nothing that will heal a broken heart.
Right.
And so I went after God to get my heart healed. And of course he did, and I've been diagnosed with a healthy, about a 20-year-old heart, which is not bad for 67. And
that's why you look so good, John. That's why you look so good. That explains everything.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting that you should say about choosing life, because that was part of my devotion today, and I even shared it with the audience earlier this morning. That we come to that crossroads continually of where you need to choose life or choose death, and the Bible, as it lays it out to us, gives us the immediate right answer. It says, you know, you want to choose life. And I've been reading Dan Crenshaw, the congressman's book on fortitude, and what he talks about is having a plan A. He says, once you have a plan B, then plan A is dead. So for us and people who believe, plan A is life. Plan B, that's death. We don't even give any acknowledgement to plan B because we only know plan A.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch. Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio
help to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you with the author of Miracles Happen. Joan Hunter joins us now. She's a healing minister, dynamic teacher, and accomplished author. And I know for people of faith, you know, the idea of miracles sometimes, I don't know, it can be hard to get our brain around. Sometimes we try to be so knowing about it. But this is where faith comes in, because you have to believe in the one who is able to do the miracles. We may be an instrument. I mean, Joan will tell you, she's not the one that does the miracles. She's the intercedent who believes and has known God, you know, just like the blind man didn't understand exactly, you know, what the miracle was all about. All the blind man knew was that he was, and now he is. It was I am. And this is what happens with miracles. It happens so quickly, but it still can be confusing. I mean, even for the religious leaders at the time when the blind man was healed, Joan, they didn't understand. I mean, they're sitting there trying to understand the miraculous and supernatural with temporal understanding, and it's not compatible. It's the wrong operating system, right?
And they've never heard it. They've never seen it before.
Right.
And they didn't have the internet to tell them about it or television.
Right. And so for you, you know, God blesses you and miraculously heals you, and you realize yourself the very power of God that operated. But you also had the awareness, and by the Holy Spirit, I believe, to say, look at, you know, yeah, thanks for, you know, curing me of cancer, but I got a bigger issue here. And this is
right.
This is a God who loves us that you can be real with and say, yeah, you know, because I know some people might not even say, well, okay, hey, I'll be happy for getting my, you know, breast cancer healed, but you know, but there's more. But we don't have because
right.
We don't ask. And you realize
right.
There's more
you
to
have
it.
Not because you ask not.
Right. And so you say, God, I and God knew your broken heart, But you needed to articulate, said, God, I need you to deal with this broken heart. How do I get on the other side of a broken heart?
Now, let me tell you, during this time, you know, because you can be honest with God.
Yes,
and I'm like, God, you don't understand how bad I hurt. I was hurting so bad. Married 25 years, you know, and the ministry was over. The marriage was over. The family was over. All my dreams were over. And I'm like, God, you don't know how bad I hurt. Because you can be honest with God.
Yes.
And he goes, yes, I do. I saw my son die on the cross for you. So that you don't have to hurt.
Right.
I said, excuse me, Father, you do understand pain.
Yeah.
You do understand a broken heart. And at that point, I said, God, you know, I can't live with this. And I learned how to starve your sicknesses to death. Because our mouth, you know, I would have been in the grave if I had not said, no, I'm not going to die, and I'm going to declare the works of the Lord. I would be long gone by now.
You chose life.
And what's coming, yeah, I chose life. Life and death is the power of the tongue. And God tells us to choose life.
Yes.
He gives us the answer and tries to make it very simple for us. And in choosing life, it wasn't an instantaneous thing, but I would go and I would, and I tell you what, let me just tell you, my heart is so healed. I'm free of unforgiveness, worry, resentment, bitterness, no worry about finances, no matter what's going on in the world. God has met my every need just beyond supernatural, and it's been absolutely amazing to see what God's done. And he's healed me in my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my finances. I have a worldwide healing ministry now, which is, like, awesome. This Miracles Happen is number 21 book. Being told I was dumb, stupid, ignorant, retarded, never be able to read or write. Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
And I've got number 22 that I've got to, I'm going to probably hopefully finish up with this weekend.
Right.
And, which is like really, really awesome. And we're getting 90% of it done anyway. And the thing is, it's like we can sit there and listen to what the world told us through the years, or we can go, no, I am not stupid. I can read. I'm a kinetic learner. I don't learn like everybody else. Thus, my books are written very, very, very simple so that everybody can understand them.
Well, and another book that is out that we're going to talk about, you know, very soon is especially designed for vets. Do you want to touch on that?
Yes. It just came out. It's called Miracles for Veterans. I have seen through the years many, many people healed of PTSD, but I've also seen them healed of PTSD regarding veterans, okay? Mm-hmm. And had the night terrors and everything else where that's concerned, how God has totally, completely healed them of any and all forms of PTSD. And to see people totally set free from nightmares of Vietnam, obviously that's a long time ago, but the nightmares of Vietnam, they're totally, completely gone. I have a blanket, and for easy understanding, it's like a healing blanket, and it says Miracles Happen, which is my kind of like my theme, Miracles Happen for Veterans.
Wow.
And they're prayed over specifically for veterans to be healed. And night terrors and everything else are completely going as a result of the prayers. And in my book, I have a lot of teaching on how to get healed, prayers to get healed. You pray along and people are getting healed. But in addition to that, there's probably a third of the book is testimonies of people that have been healed. One lady, she lost her brother in Afghanistan. She got PTSD as a result of that.
Wow.
And so God's totally healed her of that. I've got Marines, I've got Army, I've got Air Force testimonies. It's just very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. And it's a revolutionary book, and it's supposed to be out in a few months, but the head people that sell books, bookstores and stuff like that, they're going, please get this out earlier. It's the only book like it. And we've got airports. It's going to be at airports. And I'm like, because the need is so strong. Mm-hmm. And I know, Bill, you have such a heart for veterans.
Right.
And, you know, I have a heart to see people healed, which obviously includes veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And to see them healed and they're not disabled anymore. They can think their husband is no longer their caregiver, that they have become her husband again.
Exactly.
Carmen's testimony is in there. And, I mean, the list goes on and on. And night terrors of when this couple got married after Vietnam, and night terrors, and he tried to kill her every night, and they had to put a mound of pillows between them or sleep in separate bedrooms. And so they, in turn, they got they got prayer, and of course this has been going on for almost 40 years plus of their marriage, 45 years of their
40
marriage.
40 years she's going to bed thinking he's going to kill her?
Yes.
Wow.
But they put a mound of pillows between them.
Right.
Just to protect her in the night. Because he would have nightmares every night.
Wow. That's incredible.
February a year ago, when through prayer, and he sleeps under his veteran's blanket, he's not had one more night terror.
Mm. Wow.
And the pillows are on the floor. Yay! And their testimony is in there also.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Joan, I'll tell you, I am so pleased and honored to partner with you. Yes, you're exactly right. We have a heart for veterans here, along with my good friend Dan Perkins. I'm an ambassador
yes.
for Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and I had given you a MP3 player, audio player, that has been used very effectively for veterans in combating PTSD. And we know that even today we're dealing with 2022 veterans every day committing suicide.
Every day.
Yes. I mean,
yep.
this is
every
such
day.
A heartbreak. So God bless you for the book. We're excited to, we're going to send you some more MP3 players so we can marry those up with a book and partner together. And the best partnership is with God himself, who promised to heal us. This is all one of those many benefits that we received when Jesus went to the cross. That miracles
yes.
would abound. Jesus himself said, hey, look at the very things you see me to do. You're going to be able to even do better. And because he's there with the Father cheering us on, saying, look, we need to validate people's faith and their faithfulness in serving us, serving the kingdom of God, and freeing the captives and allowing them to realize that God is real. And God understands, Joan, God understands that we are a people that, we want to be able to engage the mind to a degree. Yes, faith is important, but also God will give us validation that there will be definitive signs and miracles and wonders that validates ministry. And that says, look, I'm still here. I haven't given up on you. You know, we're still in this together, right?
Amen. We are so in this together to see people healed, set free, glory to God. And I believe miracles happen. That's why I have a book out called Miracles Happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have a television program called Miracles Happen. And I see miracles literally wherever I go.
Yeah. Why is it people are reticent to believe? Do they think that miracles is just too woo-woo, too far out there type of thing? What is it?
Number one, well, you know what the media has done now to everybody's fear level.
Right.
And faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Fear comes by hearing and hearing lack of the word. They've heard that healing isn't for today. It died with the disciples. Well, let me tell you what. I wouldn't be alive if healing died with the disciples.
Right.
And God wants to raise people up and see them healed and whole. And many times people don't feel like one of the ladies that her testimony is in there. Her name is Carmen. And she was Air Force. And horrible stuff happened to her in Afghanistan.
We got about 15 seconds left. Heads up. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and she didn't think she would be healed, and she didn't think she was good enough to get healed. She just happened to show up in a service and got totally set free, been living on disability for 15 years, living in hell.
Wow.
And God totally healed her.
Joan, we got to leave it there. She's the author of Miracles Happen. The book's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Joan Hunter. Thank you, Joan.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen. Because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins. vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.